You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Carrying and clothing. What's considered clothing and what's considered carrying? So we didn't finish the daf, unfortunately, this morning. And the last thing we learned is about wearing a belt on top of another belt. So in Simon Shin Aleph, paragraph Shimon Shin Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, it says, Mutar, it says, Bushin. You can wear two coats, two jackets, al gavzeh. For my need or for my friend, I can wear it. It means it's jackets or shirts or all different kinds of clothing. Remember two pshat in Rashi? Chagor, a belt on top of another belt. So the Mechaber says, like one pshat in Rashi, that it's two belts on top of you. You can wear two belts. Then the Rambam says, remember Rashi had two pshat. You can wear two belts, one on top of the other. V'chein yesh os, Rambam says, shinav, yesh osim shnecha guros zal zeh. Unless, okay, mal b'shmafsik b'neim. So in other words, you have your belt, then you wear your gartel and your kapat. You can have two belts. You put the belt on your pants. And there's another belt on your kapata, that's okay. There's mal b'shmafsik b'neim. He brings, you know, a bunch of Rishayim. V'chein roi linog. Ramah says, that's the proper way, not to wear two belts, one on top of the other. Then the Ramah says, muta lilbo shnei koivim zal zeh. You can wear two hats, one on top of the other. Ramah says, you can wear one hat on top of the other.
For women or for men?
This is all men. This is all men or women. Pashas is the same, but it's men or women. It's men. This is nothing to do with tashid. There's a different sugya. This is clothing. So the Mishnah Berurah brings. Now we have a little pilpul nogea to what we're going to learn tonight. In the Mishnah Berurah, if you're using a Mishnah Berurah, it's Shin Aleph Lamed Vav. Simon Shin Aleph Lamed Vav. So he talks about the two belts, one on top of the other. So he says, Ramah says you shouldn't wear two belts, one on top of the other. Some places there's an undergartel and an overgartel. The bottom one is practical, it's not pretty. So you're wearing two gartels, two belts. Osin kain, shutov lachkar. So he says, osin kain, shutov lachkar. The better one, best second one, and the first one, Osha Sheni, who cuts her, it's narrow. Shari, prima gardim. And Chayim says, Engnim chasvim zina shnogim ke. So,
is this supposed to be a trick to carry the second hat to the house?
If it's mutter, you can do it as a trick, it seems. And it's when it's mutter, you can wear it, not, like I said, you can wear the raincoat. The shul, even though it's not raining, it's hot. You don't need it for warmth. It's 95 degrees, like said in the shir. Go to shul by wearing it, even though, like Yitzchak calls it, it's a trick to bring it to shul. But I'm wearing it. It's a malbush. It's not for looks. It's not for heat, warmth. But since it's a malbush, you can wear it. So the Mishnah Berurah here says.
How does the second hat fit in? How can you say that's a piece of cloth? The second hat is a bederek from Albus. It's not an Albus anymore. One hat on top of another. That's a real trick. No, Mordechai.
What trick you want?
The hat on top of a hat. What's? Who are you trying to kid?
No, the hat on top of we're going to discuss. A Moshe Tshuva wearing a rain hat on top of your hat. Moshe's Tshuva, being Machlokes of Menashe Klein or of Moshe, we'll get to that in the Achronim. But I just want to go with the Shulchan Aruch first. First with the Mishnah Berurah, he deals with the Gemara a little bit. Very important Machlokes, maybe Machlokes Rishon. Two belts is Aser. You hold it's Aser to wear two belts. Is that the Reis or the Rabban? The Is of wearing belt on top of a belt. Is that carrying mid Reis or is that carrying mid Rabban? So Shibur brings from Gedali Rishayim. And that's, we had in the Gemara, we had a Shaila. Mara said, rhetoric question, belt on top of belt, chas v'shalom. Is that the right? So the Rabbanu. So Mishnah Berurah learned, it seems it's a machlok v'shalom. He says, mashma v'poiskim, and he brings chashav v'poiskim, and it's only the Rabbanu. The l'kula amin is some Rabbanu. Because it's derech levisho. A belt on top of a belt. It's derech levisho. So it's midaraisa. It's not carrying. Not so simple. It's serving no function. Who said it's not carrying midaraisa? He brings a diuk from Iran that it may be daraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah is a little misupik. If a belt on top of a belt, where it's like the second sheet, it's asa. So he says, maybe it's daraisa. And then he says, well, maybe it's only drabana. He says so he brings in the footnote in the Sha'at Siyan, and in Iran, he brings from Iran, it's mashmet storeis yesh litchais. In the footnote, in the footnotes, he says maybe the Iran is mashmet storeis. If you would have asked me, ani akat ma'oid, I would have said, if you can't do it, it's storeis. It's not a malbush. It's not serving any. So it's not a malbush. It's also storeis. What is, you know, the Rishonim is saying, no, it's a belt is only us Rabbanu. What do you, but I have a belt on. So I need another belt. So Bishlam, a jacket on top of a jacket. So you sometimes put a jacket on top of a jacket. That's called a malbush because often we wear a jacket on top of a jacket. So even when you don't need it, you can say it's a malbush. If you don't need it, even if it's not serving any purpose, but it's still something we wear, a jacket on top of a jacket. But belt on top of belt. So I noticed the Mishnah Berurah brings, because brings a raya from our sugya, the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, this minhag, that they put a belt on top of a belt. And the second one is for prettiness, is he says, you know, it's okay. Mitzad shem limchas, b'dina shenagim. You shouldn't be meicha. When they have a minhag to wear a belt on top of the belt, the top one is for prettiness. So the Mishnah Berurah is from today's daf. L'chayra, l'fizi, agmara, we just add. Kamra, agabi, hamayna. Quotes our gemara, the Shatzion, kamra, agabi, hamayna. Amay also be gemara. The kamra is the pretty one. The kamra is the gold studded on top of the belt. And we said it's chagor, agabi, chagor. My asset, Neymar, the Elyon Hulinoi, the Elyon, the camera is for prettiness. Sheshbo Chute Zahav, string, gold strings. So why does my asset that? The Paiskim are saying that it's okay, in Limchais, you put a pretty one on top of a regular belt, one for prettiness. So the Gemara seems to say that's mutter. It's mutter. Ach efshe doesn't lay a minute came lakol. Wasn't customary lakol. Mishnah Berurah says this has to do with styles. Could be then the style was not that way. Now the style is that way.
What about a talus over your coat after shul?
That's a good question. That's the chara. Talus is a malbush gomer, arguably.
Gomer, right. Arguably
a talus. A malbush gomer. Talus is a malbush gomer. Okay. So, this is the Shulchan Aruch. I want to right away get to Rav Moshe's Tshuva. If anybody has any Gros Moshe, I'll tell you where it is. It's Chelek Arachayim, the first Chelek, the Gros Moshe. And the first one was putting in a kallah stay. What do you say about a kallah stay? So what is carrying to put in a kallah stay on Shabbos? That was the first Tshuva.
Definitely Lanoi.
Well, it's sort of Lanoi, but it's not Lanoi.
It's inside.
It's in the bag. It's
inside. You want that outside to look good.
It's functional.
No, this is to hold it firm.
All right. So he says, the Tachshisho Nechshav Kiderech.
Which is Moshe? Which one is it?
See, he thought it's not Derech Malbush. The problem, one who sent him this Shaila, somebody asked for Moshe, should be carrying to put this in. So he's... He says,
I don't see how it could be different from a tight clip. A tight clip you're allowed to wear. This thing is even more inside your beggar. It's completely inside.
I don't think the heter is because it's inside. It serves a function to keep the beggar straight. It's so rich. He brings a Moshe, brings a marshal. That, see, this person thought it's not a malbush. It's not a tachshit. See, the kaliste is not a tachshit. It's not beautifying the person. You don't see it. And it's not a malbush. But it's sarich the begadim. He brings, Rav Moshe, the tshuva brings, that a woman is allowed to wear something to hold up her hosiery, her socks, so they don't fall down. You know, women, they're allowed to...
Israel used to have that. Carter belt.
Yeah, they're allowed to wear that. Is it sarich the begadim? Anything that's a need for the begadim. Just like a woman can wear a sock, she'll fall down. So you can wear, you can put on a buckle, something. It's not a, it's sarach begadim. So that's how much as raya, that sarach begadim. See, this person thought.
The difference is the belt that the woman wears is a
takshin, his own, the dover.
It's own.
I don't know what he meant. I don't know what the shamakshin meant. But Moshe brings rayas. His best raya, I thought, was, it means a lot of different gemaras, but his best proof is from the air, like Beerus, right? Awesome. Beerus, Tyre, Bovich, Lowe, Scott, Shokev, Shetipol, Habirus. Havizerak, Gamkain, Liapo, Shabbat, Shokev, Lo Yiskamta. In order that her socks shouldn't get unfolded. So he brings a raya from this thing that holds up your socks. She told him it's wrong. Then she's come to Aktsavos. Shouldn't bend over the collar. Tzarech Levisho Malbish Malbish. Okay, finish.
Isn't one standard whether you wear it all week that way?
Yeah, so.
This is the way the beggar is worn. Nobody wears a shirt without collar stays.
Right.
All week, every day of the week.
I think it's an important point. I personally think we'll see in the next tshuva with the plastic. This is classic. The plastic that we wear over the hats to protect from the rain hats. So this is a big machloik. It's Rav Moshe and Rav Menashe Klein. Tshuva Kufches, 108, the plastic cover. So this is a great tshuva. And there's so many interesting things. Remember, I told the Oilam. It's a machloik vishonim of Mlach Hashem Sichu Lagufa is asamid arayis asamid arabana. If I'm lachshin sichel leguf, is us midrais midrabban. So the Aruch Hashulchan, our herb in mine Aruch Hashulchan paskins, it's only the rabban like Rav Shimon, Rav Moshe. This tshuva is not sure. Or to the Rambam, it's daraisa. In this tshuva, Herbie, you will see Rav Moshe's. I've been saying this a lot, but I didn't have an address. In this tshuva, you'll see that Rav Moshe is not sure if we paskin lachshin sichel leguf is chayev is us midrais us midrabban. It's simon. 108, Kuf Ches, page, Kuf Ayin Beis. I saw someone got a name of Moshe. It's Rav Moshe's Tshuva. You know what's to the Cheshin of a Rebbe.
But according to Rebbe, it's definitely
Cheshin of a Rebbe from Baruch Park.
Yeah.
According to Rebbe.
Yes. What?
According to Rebbe, it's definitely the right, sir, right? Rebbe holds it.
Right, but we don't pass it like Rebbe.
I know, okay.
We pass it like Rebbe. But not Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is mesupik if he paskel like Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, you see this tshuva. So Rav Moshe says, "Medaber michsal hakov shu medaber medaber rak plastic. You put that plastic, the plastic cover for the hands. Hamasuch al hakov kimidasai. Very important. It's not bigger. It's tight. It's not wider than the hand. Lahagin mitneag shem. So he says the one who asked the question knew the sugya. He compliments. He knew the sugya." So he says, he brings the Bryce in the Darim. He starts off with the Gemara in the Darim, no less. She'isa sham yotzim b'sak ava. It says you can go out with thick sackcloth, with a sgus ava, like a spongy material, with a urea and a curtain, with a chamila. It's like a raincoat, but it's not a malbush. These things are not worn by people. It's a thick sackcloth or curtain, ain raya. Also, misatik bo derech malbush. Like you, Yitzchak, you mentioned the talis. You're wrapping yourself in it. You're wearing it like a garment. It may not be material of a normal garment, but you're wearing it like a garment. Is that vade mutar? Afshivasirak latsule mitinov. So we go back to the sugya. Very important. The first pair. You're not allowed to wear something in order not to dirty your clothes. Tzulei tinuf is not mutar. That's funny. Why not? So it's a tzorach begadim. See, it bothers me. Why? But that's clear and that's in the first part. We had the sugya of atzulei tinov. That it's usur. Saving your clothes from getting dirty is not mutter. I just say, but it's tzorach begadim. Why is it not mutter? But we had in the Gemara, it's not mutter.
But you're not saying wetness is the same, are you?
Wetness. Yeah, tinov or wetness, same thing.
And your wetness is to protect you from getting wet?
Oh, so we'll talk about that. That's what Moshe says. Rub is a mutter because he's taking your feet from getting wet, not your shoes. So the hat is protecting for you from getting wet or from the hat from
the hat.
The chiluk zeh, a mefurish b'shulchan aruch, this chiluk between a malbush gomer and just a something like a plastic hat. B'isha nida, shekoshes begel lefanah, shetlo teslach leich. We're going to have this to Taisvis in 1 week, the Mirza Hashem in less than a week. And Samach Dalim Medbeis, we're going to learn a Taisvis about this. And Isha Nida, Shekoshes Beglof Eshlo Teslach Leich, Atzuril Lases. It's Atzulei Tinov. It's only Mutter if she's saving herself from Tsar, Taisvis says. But Shelo Teslach Leich, Asur Lases. So if she's putting a beggar there, just not the dirty, Atzulei Tinov, does it mean Tino for body or the clothing? Also, let's us, then Asi came Malbish Mutter. If she makes it like a Malbish, it's Mutter. So Moshe is saying that Gemara Nedarim, it's like a Malbish. So even though it's not a regular beggar, but you're wearing it like a Malbish. Chasif Yadal, Chikos Ramah. That's the least that they beggar, I'll see Ifa. Ramah says, this is almost like Ramosh's thing. A woman can't put a garment on her tichel. See Ifa is our tichel or a beret. It may shaman because of its absolute the near dezel atzif lechud. Itzif is I'm sorry. This michse is only on the tzayif of the mechase gam aguf. If it covers also the body, have a derech malbush to shari. It's derech malbush, so it's mutter.
Cool.
Because Rav Moshe is saying itzulei tinov is only usher if you're not wearing it like a garment. If you're wearing it like a garment, then it's mutter itzulei tinov. So the raincoat that you're wearing just so your suit shouldn't get wet, it's mutter, because it's a malbush. So even though you're wearing it for Itzulei Tinov, these are the rules, rabbis. These are Moshe's rules he's building from Shulchan Aruch, Henkos Magen Avram, Shem Ha'ril, Shafi B'chatich is begged Pishtan, even a piece of flax, Koshe Metasefes Bo Kedar Malbush, if you wrap yourself in it, Shari it's mutter.
So a very common case is people get caught in the rain. They take a big garbage bag, and they put it on, and they wear it like
a garbage bag. Right. So that would be itof. That's mutter. That's the gemara nedarim.
That would be good.
Sock. That's the garbage bag. The people, it starts raining in shul. So people, it's a big shiloh making the hole for that. That may be a
mutter. That's not so pashut
making the hole. But we're big spheres, right? It's a Gemara Nedarim. Sack, Hamila, all those Zachin. It's like a garbage bin, 100%.
It's a bazillion for the ball. It's a bazillion for the Borsellino hat to put a garbage bin if they got it.
Morgan Avram, so Marmaisha says, if it's a Malbush, it's mutter.
If I attach an umbrella to my belt, I can use an umbrella on Shabbos?
No. Umbrella is a different shuv. It's another Biyud. We're not learning umbrellas today. Oyel, that's a sugya. Oyel, when you learn the sugya of Elzit.
I'm attaching it to my belt. It becomes like a
halacha. Umbrellas, we're not studying the sugya of umbrellas tonight, okay? Wonderful question, Yitzchak. It's a different sheet. It's a complicated sugya. It's a bi'alacha. It's another bi'huda. A different time. Okay, we'll talk about umbrellas.
Quick answer, mutter or usher?
Umbrellas, the minig is not to use umbrellas at all. From Yidden, don't use umbrellas. It's a shayla of oil. It's a question of making a tent and oil. It's a very serious shadow.
But hey, keep it open the whole time.
Okay.
No, but.
Okay, that's the end of that. So okay. It doesn't want to leave it alone. Okay, so.
Attach it to the bottom of your belt.
Now.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So what about the plastic covering for the hat?
Okay, we'll get back to that. Okay. So he says, Hand goes around Moshe. Ramos says, now he quotes Ramos, second paragraph, page 5 base. Shemut the lovosh kai va roshay, mimeak shamim, Shepei Rusho, because of the Mishnah Brura, Gamkin Shalovish Mimala, Kova Gdoila, Alkova. A big hat on top of a small hat. A big cover shell leather made out of sheep material of flax. Nami, Rav Moshe says, it's only when it's covering more than good. This hat that the Shulchan Aruch permits for the rain is only when it's covering more of the head. Nami ba'ofen shakov agdoyla mechasi yosem igufrash. This is Rav Moshe's strong shita. That hat on top of the hat that we matter for the rain is derech malbush. What's called derech malbush if it's covering more of the guf? But Rav Moshe is going to say the plastic hat, it doesn't cover any more of the guf. Just cover the hat.
Mishnah Brewer says because they do it b'chol. That makes it that way. The Mishnah Brewer Kuf Lamed Vav says because that's what they wear in the weekdays. A big hat on top of a little hat. That's what.
So it's called the malbush. So yes, it's called the malbush.
Yes.
But only Reb Moshe holds, it's not enough that you do it on the weekdays. It's not enough that you do it on the weekdays. Like in the case of the Kalma, in case of the Kalastays, Reb Moshe say, oh, Tzvi argued, well, oh, we wear it in the weekdays like that. That's what Reb Moshe said. He didn't say, oh, we wear it in the weekdays. If you wear it in the weekdays, doesn't mean it's not carried. It has to be in the category of a Malbush. And Reb Moshe holds, see, a Tzul Eitin, if you also wear in the weekdays. But it's fitzul eitin if it's carrying.
But you wouldn't.
It's a malbush.
Rabbi Kalish, there's another point in Rav Moshe that you're not wearing that. You would not wear the plastic on your hat if it wouldn't be raining. So it's only for the purpose of protecting the hat, not as a malbush. Raincoat on top of a stool.
But I suspect this leavened, Berbi, this Shulchan Aruch, when he says this leavened, I think is also just for the rain. I think so. This that he quotes here from the Shulchan Aruch, that it's mutter to wear the hat, the big hat, top of the little hat. I think that big hat was for the rain, this leavened. I don't know. I'm not sure.
No.
I suspect it's
we wear a hat on top of our yarmulkes.
Right? And that's mutter because it's covering more of your head. I was thinking
more of your head.
Yarmulke, and you wear a hat on top, it's covering more of your head. If it wouldn't be covering more of your head, it wouldn't be so pushing.
No.
It's true we wear it during weekdays that way, but it covers more of our head. So Rav Moshe is very strong about this. Rav Moshe, he brings the yukim.
The question of the kallah stay is only when you put it in on Shabbos, during Shabbos?
No, he's matter. He's matter even to put it in on Shabbos.
Oh, even on Shabbos?
I skipped it. Rav Moshe says you can put him in on Shabbos.
During Shabbos.
That reminds us of putting back the pillows. The stuffing in the pillows on Shabbos if it's not brand new. I'm a little misupik. Remember we said a brand new pillow, you can't put in the stuffing. New shirt, you can't put in the skalastays. See, Yitzchak is wondering, can you put them in on Shabbos? In that tshuva that we studied quickly, the Maisha says, you can put them in on Shabbos.
Not a problem, Makabapatis. The pillow was.
Now, he's worried more. Mac, he's worried. It looks like you're carrying it in the street. No, it doesn't.
See, doesn't.
We had with the Mardas, with the donkey. If you do it on Shabbos, it looks like you're schlepping it. It doesn't look like
it's totally buttoned to the beggar. It's
the color
stays. See, he brings values, Rav Moshe. He doesn't deal with Makir Bepatish. On a new shirt, I have a shtickle shine if you put it on a new shirt. Because that's like new stuffing in the pillow, maybe.
The color stays like putting on a tie clip. You got to put it on after it's on. A tie clip.
Yeah. So what does that mean? So that's
you can put in a collar stay.
Well, you don't put it. You can't put it. I don't put it after it's on. I can't do it. I'm not good at it. Put it in before I put it on.
No, I could put it on.
I'm not so good. I never get it in. I put it on first, then I put it on.
Of course.
It's a side.
I don't know anybody who does it differently. Why would they?
Derech Malbush, what's called, Rav Moshe says at the top of the second paragraph, column. Mazed Derech Malbush, Mefush Bittazu Shu, Mishvistati Pog Tzatzme Aguf. It has to Tzatzme Aguf. And Rav Moshe holds the head, the goof. As long as you're covering more of the body, it's Derech Malbush. But a hat which is just covering the hat underneath. So then he's not going to be matter it. Umashkos Ramon, Siflamid Vav. Next paragraph. Umutu Luboshnekovin's house. When you're not. He says, what is this? Ramon permits one hand on top of the other. I'm Orzoru, Chamu Mokar Ramon, Hilchas Shabbos. Shudafka Bekovishkin Derek Kobne Adam Lalovshan. Who are you annoying? Two hats. One on top of the, like Herbie says, with a hat on top of the yarmulke. Oilinoi for prettiness. Olechima, if we wear a hat. Sometimes you wear the baseball hat over your yarmulke. It's the warm. Yeah. If it's lechima, it's a mount. If it's a noi, it's a mount. Two chaguras, people don't wear one belt. It's butler daita. That's the machlokes of two belts. It's a kobne adam. In half oven, sheesh on tsar. Even the we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, the Kamri Galavi Hamina, when you wear the gold string belt on top of the regular belt. We didn't matter that. We said, no, it's Batal Daita, it's not a Malbush. Even though that was the Mishnah Berurah's Kasha, the Shad Seer. That's we asked that, even though the top one is for prettiness. Because it's
what's a gartel for? Can you wear a gartel?
Yeah, go a gartel. What is it
for? It's on top of your jacket. What good is that outside? What is it doing for you?
What is the gartel? Good question.
Uber talking in the street. I'm not talking
about they wear one hat on top of the other. There's a reason. Either for warmth, for beauty. So I think it means like a yarmulke on top, a hat on top of a yarmulke. Here's first came nogim the other b'shvil hakor lasim almutz shoneinu pachayla. What's a pachayla? Like a earmuffs maybe? No, something for warmth. You put some like a woolen hat and then you put your hat on top. That's for warmth. Alav hakor shulenai. You put on a what is it called? Like a sock, for warmth. And then you put the hat on top because it's nice.
A wool cap.
Wool cap. If you're wearing it to warm up, you should have shaved off my other cap. He says, if it's for warmth, even the same in the other classes. If you're doing it for warmth, it's mutter, because you don't say ika levisha. So Moshe says, if you're doing something different than everybody does, nobody wears that. But if you're doing it for warmth, it's mutter. That makes it a malbush. Even if it's like you're doing something nutty, nobody wears that. But I'm doing it for warmth. So what would be an example? You wear your pajamas under your pants. Some people don't. You know, it's like they're like
in the winter.
Yeah, right. You put pajamas under your pants.
It's under your pants.
Yeah. Okay. Like, so that's mutter because it's for warmth. It's not normal. Let's assume it's not normal. Yeah? The way it, but it's mutter. Rav Moshe says if it's for warmth, it's mutter, even though it's a nutty thing. You don't say mutter night. Al kopa. Now Rav Moshe gets to. Rak bekovish that we have a bubushki. That's only when it's normal. The plastic cover shall kovish in mischamim yosef. Doesn't supply any warmth. We ain't a lenoi. It's not for beauty. Fakir. The aim was a shumnoi. Rabu lehepach shemagraya ha noi. We rak lat sule tinof. It's only she had can get wet. Yesh lesa. Moshas. It's a Moshe. I said the plastic.
Yeah, but in a heavy rain, the hat gets soaked and your head gets soaked.
Okay, so that's true. If it's a heavy rain and your head will get wet, then it's mutter. Then l'chayr, it's mutter. If your body will get red, it's sarv, like Rav Moshe's mata rubbers in the next shuvah.
So how do you know whether your head's going to get red or not when it's starting to rain and you're leaving?
Okay, so you say you're putting on the hat. Maybe the guy says it may rain heavy. I'm putting it on so my head shouldn't get wet. So Beresh says, you always have that hat, even according to Rav Moshe. So even according to Rav Moshe, I'm just talking about a regular rain where your head won't get wet. Your head, all the hat may get wet, but you're not worried about your head getting wet. So Menashe Klein in Tshuva Kuftes argues, very interestingly, And Menashe Klein apologized to Rav Moshe. How can I argue with you? You're the God Lador. So Rav Moshe Klein, big place, right? Everyone looks see the Shadar of Menashe Klein. He wasn't so clean. Menashe Klein, he apologized to Rav Moshe for arguing it. So Rav Moshe said, you don't have to apologize. Little people can always argue with big people. He says, you should argue. You have to follow what you hold. He apologized at the beginning of this tshuva.
So putting on a rain hat in anticipation that it's going to rain.
Same shail. If you go out of it in the rain, if you're expecting rain, so.
And it's not raining yet, but you're putting it on in anticipation.
Yeah, so that I think that would be okay.
Well, if you're wearing it to shul and it's not going
to rain. So it depends. If you put your rain right away to shul, let's say it's going to rain in the afternoon. You go to shul in the morning, it's not going to rain in the morning. Bring it to shul to carry it to shul. So then, the Moshe even asks it to protect you from the hat getting wet. So he.
We have an Erev, there's no problem at all.
So Rav Moshe first tells Menashe Klein, don't feel bad for arguing with me. You should argue with me. Rav Moshe brings rabbis from all over Shas that to meet them argue with their rabbis. And see, he's Lo San Arev, the big sin Sanhedrin. You don't start with the Gadol because Lo San Arev. Rav Moshe says, he brings a machlek, so we learn Sanhedrin. Very interesting. It means you're not allowed to argue. People don't argue. Afraid people won't argue. So I think in the fascists, you start min akotin, because if you start min agadol, there's no way to argue. So much as that means they can't argue. Some rishonim and they can't argue. It's only by dinin the fascists. Could be by dinin the fascists, you can't argue with the gadol. But other halachas, I said, by all means, argue. You should argue. Ashon lachad mechuyavim. You saw Ranuk Yosef. So Tosis learns. Could be this issue of arguing with the God was only by being in the fush. And then he says, you can ask. You can argue by asking. You can ask. So he says, don't feel bad. You have to apologize. They're asking on me. Okay.
Why can't you ask another Pesach once you got a Pesach from one Rebbe?
That's a different sugi.
That's arguing.
No, that's a different sugi. We're talking about a smaller guy disagreeing with a bigger guy.
I don't like what the first one said. I'm looking to argue with it.
You're not arguing. Asking a place, you're not arguing. You have no daya. You're not arguing. You got an issue. You want to get a heter. So the other chacham, not only you can't shop around for terim, but once somebody asks it, we're learning your daya, the other one can't even be matter. If somebody asks it, chacham sh'asar, in the same of the other person, you're not even allowed to be matter at the other place. Maybe even if he's bigger. So look what he says. See, Rav Menashe Klein said it's a double derabbanan. It's a double derabbanan. Why are you being so machme? It's two derabbanan. Even if it's carrying, it's two derabbanan. First of all, it's kamelim. No rishus around. Second of all, itzule tinuf is a melacha shein tzicha lagufa. Remember the man Yud Yimel? Itzule tinuf slashin lufa, and it's only us derabbanan. So Menashe Klein said it's two derabbanan. Why are you being so machme? But to me, the chilani om, this is the top of the second paragraph, page kufayingim. The makroshkos of kvota rosa akbeishin, the each can trade rabbons. Shiotsa kalachayad, afim mesa, but shen lanu.
Is the shvus to shvus always mutter?
So it's a big shalom achrayim. No, shvus to shvus is not always mutter. Lav davka shvus to shvus is mutter. Usually not. But I guess he meant, why are you being machm? It's a double derabbanan. The name of Furs Vimarsham. Shemasik Shazov Sheyotze Bikiso Atsule Begonov Mitinov. If the Zov is using to protect his body, his clothing from Tinov, Mara Dafyud Beis and Dafyud Yil. Chayev Chattas.
Dereisa.
Chattas.
It's Dereisa.
It's Dereisa. Chayev Chattas. Shem Nushfil Atsule Tinov Derotso. See, a tzuli tinuf doesn't mean it's a shinoi. People normally wear it to protect from filth. According, we'll see in Ramesh, Maran Yud Beis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you chayv chatas. It's not two derabbanan. If you hold, derech hotzah, you can. See, this gadol Rabbi Yehuda, it's not derech hotzah. No, it is derech hotzah. If you hold melacha shein tzitzit l'guf is chayiv, you're chayiv. Shein tzitzit l'guf. The tali b'machloik is Rabbi Yehuda Rab Shimon. The man Yud Gimel. We had this in the first parak. It's a melacha shein tzitzit l'guf. Rabbi Yehuda Rab Shimon. L'chein, after name of Shikam Atzum in the tin of Geshavim. Now, is Geshavim called Ein Tzitzit l'guf? Fascinating. See, Zav is called Ein Tzitzit l'guf. Is rain called Ein Tzitzit l'guf? You know, there may be a difference. Is Rashi's sheet, a Rashi's strange sheet of Ein Tzitzit l'guf. Rashi has a very difficult sheet to what's a Melach Shein Tzitzit l'guf. See, Rashi learns, like Chutzos Mess is Melach Shein Tzitzit l'guf. Why? You'd rather the guy didn't die. You'd rather the guy didn't die. A Zav, he'd rather he didn't have Zav. But rain, you want the rain. And it's a bracha. So Moshe says, it's Umitim Jam Nechshin Ein Tzitzit l'guf. Hachayim Rab Yehuda. You want to call rain a melach shein tzitzit l'guf? The gam yeshvag dolam shein dein tzitzit l'guf shebekan im shein l'tzarach mamish l'guf al tzar. Rabbi says they she ein tzarach laziva. See, that's Rashi shita. It's called ein tzitzit l'guf because I'd rather not have the ziva. That's how Rashi learns. He learned in the first part when I have it laid in Sadi Dalit. Shal yada bar kis hazeh v'yish Rashi. So he says, by rain, it's called tzricha l'gufa because you want the rain. We don't, you know, we're sitting somewhere and we don't like rain. But in the olden days, everybody loved rain.
Not during the winter.
I mean, shetzricha l'aylam v'yesh b'zeh sarach b'ah. So Moshe is saying, zav is called ein tzricha l'gufa. But it could be rain is called tzricha l'gufa because you want the rain.
Not during the winter.
What?
Not during the winter.
You know, Neil and I, we have minhag. Very often when it rains, we go out in the tam, outside and we dance. Of the Neil sleep. So minhag, when it rains, we want to teach our children that rain is a brach. Any slickers, we go, rain, oh, rain, rain, go away. It's very bad. We want to teach children that rain is a brach. So when it rains, we go out to dance in the rain.
Yishmei brach.
It's like an Indian war dance, an Indian rain dance. Yishmei brach. In the winter, in the summer, it's all good. We need rain. Always,
all the time. Rabbi, don't we also say by a zaven, by a nida, that if it's to protect the body from getting dirty, it's okay?
Taisus says that on Sadi Summer. Yeah. You can have a taisus in a week, but to protect your clothes is explaitino.
So who says what you're doing it for? I mean, if you get somebody, I'm protecting what you're doing my body.
Depends. Taisus says by nida, that's what Taisus says. Look, that's the taisus on Sadi Summer. It says a woman can be a moichle nidos. So Rashi says, Pirsha Kudshis, Shiva Velo Yitnafu Begadel. Rashi and Samach Balam and Beis, in less than a week, Rashi says the Midah puts in something there so clothing shouldn't get bloody. Sometimes says, oh, no, Rashi forgot the Gemara and Yod Aleph and Yod Beis. You can add Tzulei Tinafu, Umasu, like we said in the first Perek. Lachay Nerali, Shuk Abasarav, Tisyabish, Benimsa Titsara. She shouldn't get wet in Absar. So, when Barish says, protect your body from not getting dirty, I'm not sure. It means for daddy from tsar. Protect your body from tsar, then it's mut. So, like it's Rashi and Taisus, what the need is a lot of going with this moich and that makom. What's the heter? Rashi says his clothing shouldn't get bloody. So Taisus, no, that's the 18 of its usher. Hopefully by next week, we'll get there. We'll have a teretz to Rashi, hopefully. Taisus, gosh, I'm Rashi. So I want to show you Rav Moshe. I want to end with this amazing pilpul Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, going a godel Rav Moshe. Rashi Shikta make a chiluk for protecting from tinuf from the zav, which you don't want. The rain, which you do want, that's called melik tzrich leguf if you want it. Chavim neimish kametzuli tinuf shame in tzrich leguf achayv rabiu. And then he says the svara that's not called since you want it. V'gam matamatas. Taisus has a shita that why is it called melach shein tzricha l'gufa? Because I could just stay home. If I stay home, my hat won't get wet. Taisus, see, the shaila is why is tzulei tinuf called ein tzricha l'gufa? So Rashi learns because you don't want it. You don't want the zah. Okay. Taisus learns in Sadi Dal. We'll study that Taisus in a few weeks in Yitzhak Shem. 94, paid Sadi Dal. Taisus learns because to save yourself from getting wet, you can stay inside. It's ein tzricha legufa because you're only getting wet because you're going outside. Ach, afetayshi malachshin tzricha legufa. Hashita sarabam. See, this Pesach, the Menashe Klein, he held like Baruch HaShulchan, we passed like Rav Shimon. Rav Moshe says, hey, ach, l'shita sarambi b'shabas, halacha Perek Aleph, halacha Zayin, v'o rishonim, t'i l'chayiv, the Rambam rishonim, t'i l'chayiv, sarabim. And he says, wait, they're not two drabonim, they're no drabonim. Because the Rambam doesn't need 600,000. You see, so Moshe, Rav Menashe Klein says that to double the drabonim is the Karmelis. And it's Machshin Tzil Gufa, argues Rav Moshe, Rav Mambam holds you don't need 600,000. So it's a Darais. And it's Machshin Tzil Gufa is Chai.
You don't pass him like that, Rambam.
It's a Daraisa. So the whole thing is it's a Daraisa. The Chi of Chattas.
We don't pass him like that,
Rambam. Rishus HaRabi, where he passed him. Kvad Nagu Karashi V'Toysus HaMakila. The minig is like that. It's not Rishus HaRabi. That's one of the Hetayim of women wearing jewelry. We paskin, he says.
The Arab.
Paskin like Rashi and Taisvis, 600,000. Remember, we showed you at the first back in Shabbos. He made a note of that. See, the Arab, Rashi, Taisvis, Shita, told you, Shasrab, 600,000. The Mishnah Berurah is a Bi'alacha. He adds up 25 Shitas to see what the Rove hold. There's a big Bi'alacha in the Chasaravim, where he says 13 hold like Rashi. Taisvis, 12, it's a Rove. He's just counting Sfar. Shem on a Dirish is a Rove. Of the tzichel again, shaych mina gets slain. Rav Moshe says here, but I always said, right? I always said in the Shia Mechotin, that Rav Moshe shows there's no psak. What is a pasta minag? Everyone holds it's asadiv the rice of the rabbana. There's a pasta minag. Rav Moshe says, if we paskal Rav Shimon like you, and shaych mina gets slain, the lakula ama asr, like Isa Shenika, remember the rice of the rabbana. You suffic the deen. Here Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe, I've been saying this the whole Masechta. That Rav Moshe holds, there is no psak in the machlek of Shimon and Yehuda. I once saw Rabbi, you saw the Aruch HaShulchan? He passed Rav Shimon, you're masking to me, Rabbi?
Right.
He says, we passed like Rav Shimon. So it's a very interesting debate of the 20th century luminaries. Aruch HaShulchan, great Pesach of the Marduk, and great Pesach in America, Rav Moshe, whether we passed like Rav Shimon or not. So Rav Moshe says to Menashe Klein, listen, it's not so pashut. We're dealing with two drabbanans here. It's true that Karmelis we paskin, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Not 600,000 people. But Malachi Shein Tzigufa, there is no psak. So maybe it's only one drabbanan. So that's what this is the pilpul that we had in Menashe Klein.
What about a pocket watch?
Erech of Moshe, he didn't give in.
That's clear.
What about a gold pocket watch?
That's the tachshit.
Yeah, watches is also a different story. There's a tshuva in Rav Moshe.
Rav Moshe also said, I think
Rav Moshe is matter. Rav Moshe is simin kufir aleph. Rav Moshe is matter, the watch you wear on your arm.
No, a gold pocket watch.
Rav Moshe is matter, not a pocket watch.
A wrist watch.
Most
about a pocket watch.
We're going to learn a taisus soon. We'll discuss if you carry something for tachshin, is it also midrabanan, midarais, is it mut? If I carry a stick, a rabbi wears a stick for a tachshit. He doesn't need, if you're wearing it to walk, it's zichamun. But you carry a stick like a rabbi. He has a stick that he uses for a tachshit. So we're going to have a taisis, achrayim, we're discussing shir in a few, I don't know exactly where, in a few days, in the Yitzhak Shev. If there's a tachshit that you carry, if you're allowed to carry a tachshit, is that called a tachshit if you're holding it in your hand? So what's a pocket? Watch, it's in your pocket. L'chari, when it's in your pocket, it's not a tachshi.
Well, they usually attach it to your bank.
No, it has a chain. It has a gold chain. It has a gold chain.
We see the gold chain.
We went through a little bit the sugya of the plastic hats. Lanius Daiti, a big argument can be made. Strong argument. Rav Moshe asks. Rav Moshe says, it doesn't cover your body. It's too late tinuf. So someone tied it right here. Maybe you can read it. Get wet. Big storm, your head gets wet. Okay, that's an unusual storm. Usually a regular rain, your head stays dry. It's just your head gets windows.
The purpose of hats was to protect against the rain.
So the argument is that since this is Derech Malbush, like the Olam says, in the rain, everybody wears a hat on top of the hat. See, that's the Shaila. Is that called Derech Malbush? See, that's Suleitina, the kiss of the Zav. Did all Zavs wear it? Not everybody's a Zav. It's an unusual thing. something that everybody wears. Everybody wears. So you can argue it's derech, even though it doesn't cover more of the body. So Rav Moshe requires that it's only mut if it's covering more of the body. Add on top of that. And then if it's just to save tinuf, he holds it to us. You can give it on Lanius Daiti. Yesh, to argue that if that's, people always wear this hat on top of the head. It's derech malbush, even if it's sulei tinuf, but since it's the derech to wear it, even if it doesn't cover more of the body. So Moshe, he doesn't just say it, he brings proofs, the Yukim, Rav Moshe, he says, no, he requires that it must cover more of the body. So we see plastic.
Rabbi Kalish, I think, if I recall correctly, the Klausenberger Rebbe and his Shailas Atshuvas Divrei Yatziv, he's also Matir.
The plastic hat.
And I also, I don't remember. I don't remember. I haven't seen the Tshuva in a long time. I also remember about 60 years ago when we were younger, we heard all of when Rav Moshe's Tshuva came out. He came out. It came out in 55. It says right there, but I think it's 1955.
Yeah.
So they said over that Rav, you can verify maybe from Lakewood that Rav Aaron Zichrono Livracha, he was not in agreement with Rav Moshe.
Rav Aaron argued. Interesting. I was in Lakewood.
That's what I remember.
On my day, I came to Lakewood a dozen years later. Yeah, right. So Rav Aaron argued. He said, "I'm this Tshuva." Many argued how much. So we have svaras. What have I heard tonight? I like that svar. That was if your head will get wet, you'll have it tsar and zechamota. But again, a regular rain.
You don't find a lot of people wearing it because I grew up in Brooklyn. Nobody wore a rain hat on Shabbos. They didn't. I mean, a plastic covering nobody wore. And nobody wore watches, by the way. I didn't even know Rav Moshe was matir.
Yeah, it's a shverit tshuva.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.